You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is taking over the investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. Dinney moved Wausau's only ballot drop box out of the public's reach 2 weeks ago to make a point. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris for president Thursday in Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Liz Cheney really is a leader who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot.
Cheney is calling for patriotism ahead of partisanship, calling Donald Trump not fit to be president.
I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. A former guard at the Waupun State Prison is pleading no contest to reduce charges in the deaths of two inmates last winter. Sarah Ransbottom did not do cell checks in February like she was supposed to. Nine Waupun staffers, including the former warden, are charged. Wisconsin's Attorney General will not get to review sealed bankruptcy documents for the Catholic Church in southeast Wisconsin. A federal judge ruled this week against opening papers sealed nearly a decade ago. Josh Call wanted a look at the documents for his investigation of clergy sex abuse in the Milwaukee Archdiocese. Wisconsin school superintendent wants more to be done about cybersecurity. Jill Underly led a roundtable discussion on the topic yesterday. Cyber criminals are targeting school districts in Wisconsin and around the country. The White House says the federal government needs to be part of the solution. Outbreaks of food poisoning can be scary, but there are steps you can take. Jovana Kovacevic is an expert on listeria. She says people should store meat at the right temperature and cook it thoroughly.
Certain foods are higher risk foods, and if you're in that vulnerable group, you want to avoid those foods. We really need to do better to engage consumers.
A recent listeria outbreak linked to deli meat killed 10 people and made 59 other people sick across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Former U.S. Representative Republican Liz Cheney formally endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for president during a campaign rally in Ripon yesterday.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Cheney cited former President Donald Trump's disregard for the Constitution and the January 6th insurrection as her primary reasons for not supporting Trump and putting her support instead behind Harris. The vice president focused on that bipartisanship at the rally at Ripon College Thursday.
Together, I know we can chart a new way forward, not as members of any one party, but as Americans.
This was Harris's first visit to Northeast Wisconsin since accepting the Democratic nomination. It was her fifth visit to the state since July. Damien Islas of Houston, Texas, stood on the sloping lawn of Ripon College waiting to see Kamala Harris in person yesterday.
She's the most qualified person in the last 50 years to even seek the presidency, and it just makes it even better that she's a woman of color. Over 30 years of experience, a Juris Doctorate. Donald Trump can't even spell Juris Doctorate. Like, this woman is just the most qualified candidate that we've had in the last 50 years.
Ripon is the birthplace of the Republican Party, making it the perfect place to accept the endorsement of Liz Cheney and other Republicans. Three Republican lawmakers from Northeast Wisconsin have a plan to prevent retirement income from being taxed. State Representatives David Steffen of Howard, Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay, and State Senator Rachel Cabral-Guevara of Appleton will introduce the 2025 Tax-Free Retirement Act when the legislative session starts in January. The bill would exempt $75,000 of retirement income from state income taxes for single filers, $125,000 for married joint filers. First responders, firefighters, and search and rescue teams like Wisconsin Task Force One are made of different stuff. Green Bay Metro Fire Lieutenant Shauna Wallish.
In the world of first responders, I think that everybody who comes into this job wanting to help people, and members that are involved in this team deployment, they're going the extra step and not only helping out their communities, but communities from afar too in a disaster like this hurricane.
Two officers from Green Bay Metro Fire are in North Carolina right now helping with search and rescue efforts following Hurricane Helene. The Grand Oshkosh will bring haunted happenings back to its halls this October. Director Joe Furlow says the Payne Museum owns December with its Nutcracker at the Castle program. The Grand should have October.
We got the oldest theater and one of the most allegedly haunted theaters in Wisconsin. We need to own October the same way.
Haunted happenings will feature trick or trivia, spirits of the grand tours, and spooky main stage shows. Check thegrandoshkosh.org for information and dates. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I love this team. You know, I love them. I love what I'll never be able to duplicate 2024. And it didn't end the way we wanted to. And you know, tragically, actually, you know, it felt like it. It felt like a tragedy, and
This offseason, the Brewers could move on from Willie Adames, who should command strong interest in free agency.
Well, I can't tell you if I was that or not. I mean, I guess we have to wait, but you know, I would love to be here next year competing with my boys again. You know, it would be great. It would be special. You know, I know the talent that we have in this clubhouse is something special. I know that we can do great things together.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
You know, I think that's a byproduct of not practicing for a couple weeks. I thought just in our limited practice today, I thought he did a really nice job. It looks like he's just getting back into the groove. And like I mentioned the other day, I mean, not that we want to throw 50 some odd times in the game, but I thought the more we threw, the better he got. And just it's kind of working through it. And, you know, it's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice or you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game. I think it's a process. And I know he's doing everything in his power. And I think he looks better with each and every day.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. On the set of Men in Black in the 90s, the production was held up because of Will Smith's gas. That is according to director Barry Sonnenfeld, who told Kelly Ripa on her podcast that the odor was so bad it cost the production 3 hours. Apparently, Smith and co-star Tommy Lee Jones were in a very confined space, and the not-so-fresh Prince of Bel-Air let one rip as he was apologizing to Jones. Ever the professional, Jones was actually willing to work through the stench. Always leave Hollywood parties before the devil gets there. Those are the words of actor Denzel Washington as he spoke about Sean Combs' parties to comedian Brandon T. Jackson. Us Weekly recently reported that in 2003, as Denzel and his wife Pauletta left one of Combs' parties, Denzel got in Combs' face and screamed, "You don't respect anybody." Tough to leave a party before the devil gets there when the devil is the one actually throwing the party. Kevin Smith fans have been wondering if there will be a Mallrats sequel for going on 30 years. Well, wonder no more. While discussing his new film, The 430 Movie, Smith told the New York Post there will definitely be a Mallrats sequel. The director says he spoke about the sequel with Shannon Doherty before she passed away from cancer. He says Doherty was all on board with the project, and she even told him she would go to the studio with Smith and play the cancer card to get it made if she had to. If you watch any TV at all, you've seen one of Ryan Murphy's shows. His latest is Monsters, about the Menendez brothers on Netflix. His new legal drama is All's Fair. The project took a hit when Halle Berry left, but there is no shortage of actors who want to work. Variety reports that Ed O'Neill will join the cast of the show that follows a divorce attorney at an all-female law firm. The show also stars Naomi Watts, Glenn Close, and Kim Kardashian. O'Neill is best known for his work on Married with Children and Modern Family. Here are some films you might want to see and some you might want to avoid. The sequel to Todd Phillips' The Joker, Joker Folie à Deux, hits the screen this weekend. Joaquin Phoenix is back playing the title character opposite Lady Gaga, who plays Harley Quinn. The film is much anticipated, but receiving mixed reviews at about 50% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. Family drama White Bird will also be out in wide release. The film is being called the follow-up to the best-selling book Wonder and stars Gillian Anderson and Helen Mirren. White Bird is pulling in 85% so far on Rotten Tomatoes. And this week's dose of horror comes from the new Mel Gibson film, Monster Summer. Gibson plays a retired police detective who teams up with kids at a camp to face a monstrous danger and save their island. The film has not yet been reviewed, so be warned. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, P. Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 68 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming windy with a high of 73. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower tomorrow night. Then on Sunday, sunny, breezy, 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.